828-2323.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Political fundraiser Tony Rezko will be sentenced December 16th. Yesterday, a federal judge delayed Rezko's sentencing to give him more time to talk to federal authorities. We have more from Robert Wildebohr.
Rezko was supposed to be sentenced this month, but according to a court filing, he's in discussions with prosecutors, discussions that may alter his sentence. In the meantime, his defense attorney Bill Ziegelmuller says Rezko's essentially being held in solitary confinement.
It's pretty solitary. He doesn't get out. There's no cellmate. There's no ability to walk around the cell block, and he's in the area that they have for discipline purposes, and he's been there now for, I guess, since June.
Ziegelmuller wouldn't say if he thought it was a tactic by prosecutors to pressure Rezko into cooperating with their investigation into corruption in state government under Governor Rod Blagojevich. The Metropolitan Correctional Facility is, like the U.S. Attorney's Office, part of the Department of Justice. A spokesman says when designating an inmate, the jail gets information from many sources, including the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
The Champaign County Board will vote later this month on a measure to return to a single county administrator. A measure to end the county's dual administrator system passed the policy committee last night unanimously. Deb Busey and Denny Inman have split up management duties in Champaign County government for the past 10 years. The former deputy administrators started on an interim basis when Jackie White resigned as county administrator in 1998. They were hired permanently a few months later. Republican Greg Knott says the arrangement made sense a few years ago, but in his words, there just aren't many organizations with two CEOs. Knott says the county board would enjoy better relations with a single administrator.
It will bring clarity as to who we hold accountable for issues at the senior and the management level. You know, I think the structure will be a little better, too, when it has one point person to go back to. You know, I suspect there'll be other organizational structure changes at the top as well, maybe at a deputy level, but I think it'll be positive.
Under the ordinance, the county would switch to a single administrator in December of 2009, one day after the contracts of the two current administrators runs out. The Champaign County Board will vote on the proposal October 23rd. The city council in Chicago has approved a deal to lease Midway Airport. As Ben Calhoun reports, it's the first deal in U.S. history to put a large hub airport under private control.
By the numbers, aldermen voted 49-0 to approve the Midway deal. But as they did, many in the council expressed concerns.
Do we know what we're doing here?
Tom Allen was one of several aldermen who complained that city officials gave the council less than a week to review the plan. Allen said he worried aldermen were swayed by the $2.5 billion the deal will bring in, but didn't have enough information to make a good decision.
I think we're getting mesmerized by the number, and the number is big, but how do we compare what an airport sells for? We don't know.
Budget officials say some of the money from the deal will eliminate debt, but it's uncertain how the city will use much of the rest. The 99-year lease of Midway will now go to the Federal Aviation Administration for final approval. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Governor Rod Blagojevich has tapped Acting Director Tom Jennings to serve as the head of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. In announcing the appointment yesterday, Blagojevich noted that Jennings has spent his entire career with the department and has more than 30 years' experience. Jennings became a grain warehouse examiner with the agency in 1978 after he graduated from the University of Illinois, and he served in a number of ag posts since then. He served as acting director since last March. The longtime Springfield resident is also a farmer himself. Some grade schools in Champaign-Urbana could soon see a lot more of their students forego at least a part of their morning bus ride. About 2,000 kids from 12 schools took part in yesterday's International Walk to School Day. It's aimed at promoting fitness and pedestrian safety. The students were accompanied by their parents, as well as teachers, police, and area officials as part of the annual event. But some of those parents could be recruited on a more regular basis. Rose Holman is the local event co-chair.
The schools are really starting to take some ownership of it by, you know, really, you know, taking the day and incorporating more of their students by having the bus students drop off, you know, a block or two from school and feel like they're more of a part of it. We get more parents that actually will get out there and walk or bike with their kids in the morning.
That was Rose Hudson. A $25,000 federal Safe Roads to School grant pays for not just today's events, but a bike rodeo, which encourages wearing helmets and other safety features, and billboard campaign to remind motorists of proper rules to follow when driving through school zones. Nearly 4 million people in 40 countries took part in International Walk to School Day. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. One half of all business income is produced by small business. Small business is big business. Commerce Bank is celebrating this engine of the American economy during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Not much to talk about for the next few days, which is kind of nice, although it's a little bit warm for this time of year, right?
Well, it is, although the transition months in fall and spring often provide a variety of weather conditions. So average is just that, kind of hitting the middle of the ground between the warm and cool episodes that we get. To put it in perspective, our average high temperature for today and for the next several days is 67, and our average low is 44.
And we're going to be well into the 70s, even 80 for Saturday and Sunday. So I guess, you know, if there's such a thing as Indian summer, this may be it, huh?
Yeah, the only thing is the classic definition of that is it's a warm stretch of weather that comes after the first freeze, and we haven't had that